Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why SurfPro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call SurfPro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And welcome in to the Surf Pro Coaches Show here on Breezy 101, where we talk all things Kosciuszko Whippets football with Whippets head coach Casey Orr. Coach, thanks for being on with us today. And had a big game last week, finishing up the non-conference slate, going down to Forest and getting a big win. What'd you think about the way that game went for your team?
Well, you know, there were some good things. There were some things that we got to fix. But all in all, you like getting a win, and you like getting a win comfortably. Before that, we had back-to-back weeks where it really came down to the last possession. So we were glad to have a game that wasn't quite so nerve-wracking. But, you know, defensively, I thought we continued to play well, continued to do a good job on that side of the ball. And offensively, we had some good drives in the first half that we just didn't finish. In the second half, I thought we did a better job of finishing those drives. But probably the biggest takeaway from the game was special teams aspect of it. I thought we were really good on that side of the ball, and we had two special teams touchdowns and had a third one called back. Just really can't brag enough on the job they did, and really was a difference in the football game.
Yeah, special teams did great. We'll focus a little bit more on that tomorrow night in our pregame coverage. But we named Thomas Olive player of the game. You know, he's one of those guys that he's been grinding for the team all year long and leading the team in rushing. And I was good to see he finally got his touchdown this week. But I think close to 200 total yards of offense. And, of course, you know what he does on defense. So what do you say about the play of Olive on Friday night?
Offensively, he was really good for us. Now, I think he ended up with 25 carries, like right at 180 yards, and had a catch for like 25 yards. Just a really very good individual performance out of one of your senior athletes. And you've needed somebody to step up in that running back role this year, and he has done just that. I think Friday night we ended up with like 390-something total yards of offense. And between him and Lee Wade, I think they had like 315 or 320 yards of that 400. So Olive stepping up like that takes a little pressure off of Lee to have to be so productive for us. And you're beginning to see other guys. Kedrick Woodard made a couple big plays for us. Derek Manning, you're seeing other guys starting to grow into their roles. Tyron Mosley did a good job on special teams. Jaquavis Pace. So that was probably my favorite part of the win Friday night, was that you just had so many kids involved in it.
We're back home this week. First time this year, we're going to be taking on Choctaw Central, starting division play. And you know, Choctaw Central's been in the district for a few years now, and they're always a scrappy bunch. What do you know about the Warriors this year?
They're just what you said. And they play extremely hard. They're well coached, and they're good at what they do. But their calling card is the effort at which they play with. Man, they play hard every snap, and they're never out of a ball game because of that. I think you can go back to last year. We were up like 28-6 or something like that, and ended up winning a ball game that was a one possession game because they just would never go away. And we've got to be able to match their effort, match their intensity, and play our brand of football. To me, that's kind of the biggest thing this week, is making sure that we play to the best of our abilities, and everything else take care of itself.
Whippets head coach Casey Orr here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show. We'll have the Whippets and the Warriors tomorrow night here from Boswell Media Sports home game, and it's homecoming. Well, Coach, we thank you for being on, and good luck in the game tomorrow night.
Thank you, sir.
Join us again next week for the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.